The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Please welcome your CEO coach. WebmasterRadio.fm presents a show custom built to give you everything you need to build your business on the web. From funding to finances, setup to staffing, the CEO coach will break down the art of business development from the ground up by one of the experts of online business growth, management, and development. Now, here to get you started is your CEO coach, Jillian Musig.
And hello from Seattle, Washington. Most of the U.S. is getting ready for the Thanksgiving holiday and then running into things like the winter holidays and the new year. So right about now, we're all scrambling to get stuff done, and many of us have families to deal with as well. That means time management becomes an issue. So when was the last time you were on time? When was the last time you got everything done that you wanted to during the day and you really focused as a CEO on the project that you're creating, you know, the things of the highest priority? I would suggest that a lot of us spend a great deal of our time managing our small companies and growing companies by crisis management. It means taking care of what has to be done immediately now, because it has to be done immediately now, and then worrying about the big picture later. The problem with that process is that those tiny little fires of stuff that have to be done now never actually go away. And you've probably noticed that. So if this is beginning to strike a bell, you're probably the owner of a startup, the owner of a very fast-growing company, and probably one that hasn't quite reached the 20 to maybe 30, 40 personnel size, and you're still managing the whole thing yourself. At some point, you kind of have to cry wolf and say, I need to outsource more of this stuff to people, to assistants, things like that. But for those who are just starting out and there is nobody to outsource it to, it's time to look at some tools that'll help you get stuff done. So recently I was reading about a company called TaskRabbit, which just rebranded itself, apparently, from, what is it, Run My Tasks or Run My Errands. It's now called TaskRabbit. And it got some nice funding just a few days ago. TaskRabbit's idea is to connect people who need errands done with those who can do them in a location-specific area, obviously. I think these guys are in Boston. And so what they're doing is putting together very busy people in Boston with folks who have a little time on their hands and would like to make a few bucks by running an errand. Apparently, the whole idea started when the entrepreneur was, I guess, with a spouse at the end of the day and realized they hadn't stopped for groceries and decided that running out at the last minute wasn't so great, this and that. Whatever it was, they decided something had to be done about it. And the entrepreneur thought, well, if only I could kind of contact somebody instantly to run such an errand, the food would be delivered before we got to our home. So that, you know, from that simple idea that says business in this case had gotten so busy that they hadn't taken care of that quick little fire errand, which is a good thing probably. These guys probably got a whole lot more work done during their workday. Right? You can pay a couple of bucks on an ad hoc basis to get the little stuff done. So maybe TaskRabbit will show up in your town soon. That's a good thing. But in the meantime, the concept of virtual assistants is nowhere near new. What we're doing, though, is crowdsourcing instant virtual assistants. And that's kind of an interesting twist. I like this idea of TaskRabbit, so watch out for those folks. The virtual assistant idea, though, is really worth looking into. First of all, many of us can't afford a full-time assistant when you first start a company, but at some point you reach the critical mass where you need somebody to do, if you will, the menial tasks of getting stuff done for your office. You probably could make up a list of, I don't know, a dozen or more tasks that could be done on a regular basis, and then some that you would call up kind of ad hoc, like this TaskRabbit idea. And again, even having a full-time personal assistant or even hiring one from a service full, right, that would be too much. But you could get together with others and share one. Now, I know some folks who are sharing a personal assistant. One works for a major retailer, another one independently. And somehow, just as friends, they've managed to find a virtual assistant that they can split between them. It works beautifully, and it makes it affordable. The major corporation is not paying for the virtual assistant, so that comes out of the salary of the person there. And the other person is in a startup, so again, you want to keep things very lean and mean. Therefore, a half-time person is just perfect for both of them. Virtual assistants can do all kinds of stuff for you. They can not just make things like, you know, airline reservations or car rental stuff and so on, almost as if they were travel agents. They can do a lot more. They can do research for you if you have to make a presentation. They can do that sort of thing if you have to make a white paper or write a white paper. They can do things like simple bookkeeping tasks, just, you know, data entry of things. They can Xerox off copies of stuff. You could fax things to them, you know, e-fax stuff to them, and have them make entries to your QuickBooks or something in a way that you'd like, or just put them on an Excel sheet so that you manage your own QuickBooks. Things that are rote and, you know, if you will, boring a little bit, but mostly that aren't in the critical path of designing your future product can generally be handed off. So my question to you would be, like this company called mindtools.com, again, that's mindtools.com, they start off their sales pitch, if you will, by offering you a quiz. And they want to know, their number one question is exactly my number one question. Are the tasks you work on during the day the ones with the highest priority? And again, I would postulate that for most of us, they're not. So redesigning your day based on some, you know, general ideas that have been out there. For example, getting things done is a concept that I know some folks just, you know, rave about, and it works really well for them and so on. Is this idea that you prioritize your day so that you don't get sucked in to the little menial tasks or management by fire? We're going to take a quick break here, and when we get back, we're going to talk about some of the new apps I've been finding that help you become more productive, the concept of this getting things done, and this Mind Tools quiz to get you around the theory of a more effective day structure, one that you can create, and then get some ideas about tools that will help you get it done. This is Jillian Music at CEO Coach.
This WebmasterRadio.fm program is presented by AFConEvents.com, AFFCONEvents.com. Dive deep into 5 days of digital marketing education and information at AFCON's inaugural Digital Marketers Cruise, March 17th to the 21st, 2012. Be a sponsor, exhibitor, or register today at AFConEvents.com.
Stay tuned. More on how to build your business on the web with the CEO Coach right after this.
As you know, being an expert at f***.
What did she say?
Requires lots of practice and a great tool. Think you could use some help with f***?
Whoa!
You're not alone. Hundreds have used our tool to take their f*** performance to the next level.
The language!
Of course, we're talking about managing Facebook ads on Acquisio.
Oh.
Buy, track, manage, optimize, and report on media across all major ad networks. Visit Acquisio.com to get a demo today. Acquisio. Search. Social. Display. One platform.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Welcome to the Webmaster Institute for Financial Advancement, WebmasterRadio.fm. It's like radio with a PhD. WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
We're back with Jillian Musig, the CEO coach, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And welcome back. We're talking about whether or not you're really getting the stuff done in a day that you need to get done in a day, or whether you're spending your day putting out fires. I think most of us, especially in startups, tend to put out a lot of fires, and so we just keep tooling along. One of the things that I would say is a fire that we don't even recognize as a fire is an actual project on your desk. If you're a consultant in any industry, you've got yourself clients that you work hard to get the, you know, to know and deals closed and so on. You finally get the contract, and then you get off to work. Now, while that would be what you would expect would be an important project, it probably isn't your big, hairy, or hoary, audacious goal, right? It's the immediate goal. It's what has to be done today so you can get another check to pay the bills and move on and maybe get a bigger client and so on. If the business you're building is a consulting business, and it is a lifestyle business, and you have clients as large as you want, you still have to close the next client, and you have to, of course, keep this client. So there is a balance. In keeping a client, it's much less expensive than getting new ones, and in keeping a client, you must complete the current project, or they won't hire you again. So yes, that's part of your future goals, if you will, the bigger goals. But it is not the whole thing. There are always pieces around your business that you have to be thinking about, even if you have a lifestyle business and even if that lifestyle business is a consulting business. Those goals or those tasks around the bigger picture will include, will I continue to consult in this way in 10 years? Will this consulting industry exist in 5 years even? What should I be doing now so that next year is at least as good as this year, if not better, if you want to grow your company? Right? How do I increase my efficiency and how do I increase the value of my business if you want to sell it? There are always questions down the line. If you're not spending at least an hour a day on those kinds of things, when you're a consulting type, independent, lifestyle business, you know, person, you're probably missing that big picture. It isn't okay to think about it for 10 or 15 minutes on the way to work, on the bus or a car or whatever. It isn't okay to think about it just quietly at night when you close your eyes and you have a few moments. You need to spend about 1 hour a day designing, achieving, and putting in place the stones that will achieve that bigger picture, if there is one. Okay? So always look at your end game. Now, why would you spend an entire hour a day doing that? Because that kind of time is going to make you so much more efficient that you will achieve a greater success, even if you have a lifestyle consultant, you know, independent contractor type business. Now, if you have more than that, absolutely, positively, you will see the effects of that instantly. Okay? Look at those down-the-road goals. You're building a business. You have product to build, design stuff to things that you need to do. You need to package things. You need to take a look at the landscape that's much, much bigger than these task-oriented things that I first list out, right? The second thing are these goal-oriented things. What does your competitive landscape look like? There are always five bright guys behind you who are doing something really interesting that might take you down, okay? Or at least change the competitive landscape. You need to look at those things, and you need to look even beyond those things to say, where is this competitive landscape headed, and how do I start being that leader? How do I get to be, again, one of those five bright guys for somebody else? Right? You want to make sure that you have a really in-depth handle on what your business should look like, not just what will it look like in 5 years and 10 years. That means looking globally, even if you have a local business, right? You've got to look at the global landscape to say, I see changing patterns. Okay? I will take an example from SEOmoz, which is, you know, the company I come from, and talk a little bit about how we're looking at those things. If you know the SEOmoz brand and you've heard Rand Fishkin speaking lately, you've probably heard him say again and again, the world of SEO is more than SEO now, right? SEO has become a larger topic of conversation, including things like social media and conversion rate optimization and online public relations and so on and so forth. So really what we're saying is that the tactics have changed for online marketing. We understand that. And there is a broader discussion to be had as the industry matures. All he's really talking about is the maturation of an industry. But I see so many folks who are in the SEO world looking only at the technical aspects of SEO and not seeing this broader change in the platform that says, as the world becomes more aware of this brand new tactic that started around 2000, 2001, and so on, as it began to become interesting to a small group of people, it now begins to become interesting to hundreds of millions of people and billions. And these are all of the entrepreneurs and business owners and heads of major corporations around the world. They're engaging in this, you know, new, quote, concept now. So it's not so new. Now the industry matures. As industries mature, things change. And it isn't just that the conversation around the technicalities might be a broader discussion. It also changes how it's sold, what people are buying. Right? We move from little independent contractors to major agencies selling these services. Now, if you're one of those agencies, you would need to be looking, and SEOmoz is not, right? We just make software. So now I'm talking about a larger industry. Now, if you're one of those consultants, you need to look at who is likely to get to the stage where they are serving those Fortune 1000s, and do you want to be one of them? If not, is your market mid-level guys? Does your market focus on SMBs? And if it's really, really tiny, small businesses, then how do you scale, and how do you productize your own services and so on over time, or will you continue to be a small provider within this burgeoning market? Regardless of your choice, you need to know when a market landscape changes, okay? And market landscapes are constantly changing. One of the things you'll need to focus on is whether or not your industry is dying. There are many ways in which you can look at today's landscape and technology and see how it's affected a number of industries. Newspapers and yellow pages come to mind instantly. Right? But I keep saying the same thing. Why didn't railroads build airplanes? Why did it take two guys in a red barn in Seattle, Washington, which was a no-horse town, never mind a one-horse town? Why did it take folks who are doing different things to look differently at landscapes? The answer is because existing companies rarely see the changing landscape and rarely understand the broader issues. Even the guys who run major corporations forget to spend about an hour a day simply closing the door and turning off the phone and thinking about this landscape and planning for it. Okay? Once you've spent the hour thinking about it, you're going to spend some time planning for it. All right. Let's take a quick look at the next thing before we take a break. That would be, once you've determined things like goals and you've spent an hour or so a day really focusing on that and setting the stones in place to achieve whatever it is you're after, and you're changing it over time, let's look at management, energy management. What time of day do you have energy? There are, quote, morning people and folks who aren't morning people and they've got to wait till evening to get stuff done and so on. As an entrepreneur, as an independent CEO of your own place, critical to know that. And perhaps critical to hire folks who have alternate energy levels, who aren't up at the same time that you are. Folks who can answer phones who are delighted to be up at 7 or 8 in the morning, that's fine. Okay? But your energy management needs to be of a point where you understand when you are most efficient and when you should be doing the menial tasks. So things like thinking about your goals could be something like a morning task, even if you're not a morning person. That's a time for you to putter around and mutter and think to yourself. That's okay. All right? The next piece would be when you've got to quickly move through the to-do list, this fire list of things you've got to put out today. That can be everything from accomplishing the tasks to get the next project out the door, accomplishing tasks to set up your next sales meetings and your goals and phone calls and so on. That's the time when you're feeling energetic enough to engage with the world. Whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, this is your time to get out there. Okay? The next piece would be to set aside a time in which you learn constantly. All right? There's got to be a time when you read and research your own industry. If you're not at the bleeding edge, you are old hat and your company will die. Right? Your services will no longer be required and you won't be able to charge the highest rates and so on. I mean, it's just simple good sense, right? But so few people, especially CEOs, take the time to get that research done when their companies are really, really tiny. Successful CEOs are those who did it. That cuts the wheat from the chaff and the men from the boys. It's time to figure that out. Right? Find a time when you will do that reading and research. It's one of the critical assets of successful CEOs. Don't miss it. Okay? When we come back, we'll talk about the final couple of things on the list, and we'll discuss some new software and tools and so on that I've been finding that make this stuff fun and get work finished. This is Jillian Music at CEO Coach.
Stay tuned. More on how to build your business on the web with the CEO Coach right after this.
In 500 yards, CPA Way will be on your right. You have reached your destination.
On the interstate of internet marketing, CPA Way helps you monetize the way, no matter which direction you're heading. CPA Way is your route to low-risk revenue. Advertisers, we have paved the way to delivering revenue channels that will meet and exceed your expectations. Publishers, we monitor and manage your campaigns to bring you the most revenue possible. Publishers can feel secure to leverage direct offers, while advertisers can find safety offering their most valued campaigns. The road to trust, respect, integrity, and honor is just ahead at CPAway.com.
MySEOTool.com is your all-in-one SEO management resource. MySEOTool.com makes it easy to optimize and oversee all of your SEO efforts. Line-by-line detailed reports help you identify any problems and show you how to fix them. MySEOTool.com is completely automated. Once you use it, you will see a rise in your search rankings and traffic. Try MySEOTool risk-free today. Go to MySEOTool.com. MySEOTool.com.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Warning!
Listening to WebmasterRadio.fm daily may cause webmaster insomnia and an increase in your company's profits.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
Stay up with us all night long.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
We're back with Jelly and Musig, the CEO coach, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And welcome back. We've been talking about time management for CEOs, just the broader sense of theory in terms of making sure you've got some time every day to look at your broader landscape of your industry, setting goals, understanding your own energy patterns so that you can do an energy management in terms of time of day, knowing when you should sit quietly and think and putter around, and when you should get out there and get stuff done and tick things off your list. You know how you go away for a holiday or a trip, even a business trip, and on the last day before you leave, you are amazingly efficient. You just get stuff done, right? That's the kind of getting stuff done you'd like to have most of your days. You know that you can't race around very quickly to get it done and just expend huge quantities of energy and keep that up on a sustainable basis. So it's a good idea to get into a pattern of becoming more efficient by understanding what went right on that day before you left. We talked about setting aside some time to constantly learn, do research, and read on the technical aspects of your industry. That's not just looking at the broader landscape. That's a different deal. One is about business. The other is about the technicality of the operations of your business. Finally, we talked about creating a to-do list, this fire list of what needs to be done. Folks with a list get stuff done faster than anybody else. It's just that easy. If you don't have a list, stuff doesn't get done that quickly. Even if the list is in your head and you've gotten really good at hanging on to it, all right, that day that you remembered everything and could tick it off and kept very focused, that was great. In general, you're not going to be able to sustain that over a long period of time. That keep it in your mind and get it all done and so on was probably an element of that last day before a trip. But today and every day, you've got to have it on some kind of, if you will, paper. So generally speaking, we do that in a hard list. Okay, last piece. Know when to do the marketing for your company. Right? Every day, there's got to be a piece of time set aside toward the next sale. That isn't just a sale, but the marketing portion, which is the broader movement toward closing sales as well. Sales and marketing, while highly related, are not necessarily the same thing. And again, as independent CEOs or CEOs of burgeoning businesses, we tend to roll them a little too closely together in saying, I just want to get to the next sale. Look at the broader sense of marketing, the reputation of your company, and think of it as not necessarily finding a sales prospect. This would include attending local events, setting aside time to try to become a speaker at perhaps a more major event in your industry, blogging, guest blogging, doing research for white papers, getting information out to your current customers, even if it is just a blog post that you've posted, you might want to email it to them as well. These kinds of things say, hey, I'm keeping abreast of the situation in this industry. This one's relevant to you. I'm just sending it to you as a courtesy. It keeps you, you know, in their good graces and helps you close things again. But it is more a larger sense, a broader conversation, marketing. Set aside, again, at least 1 hour a day for both the sales efforts and the marketing, possibly two. All right. Now, once you have some structure around your day, you know when you're going to market, you're going to know when to reach out and try to make and close sales, you know, get basically meet, greet, and get together, starting with phone calls. You know that you're going to spend at least an hour a day looking at the broader picture and understanding where you're headed next, right, making plans for the longer-term goals and setting time in your to-do list for those longer-term goals to be achieved. Right, and setting time aside to learn tactical, bleeding-edge things about your industry, then you can fill in the rest of the day with that fire list, including accomplishing the tasks that you have in order to get your next paycheck. Okay, when you've structured your day in ways that work for you, depending on your energy levels at different times of day, and when you find yourself most efficient at a particular task, you will no longer be fighting against this propensity to accomplish things when you are least productive in them. All right? We simply do things better at different times of day. So let's take a look, before we have to shut down here entirely, at a couple of sites that have wonderful software programs, and then I'll spin you off until next week. You can go check them out. There's something called myintervals.com. Check out those guys. They have an interesting time management software available to them. Some of these will be for individuals, and some of them will be for companies with multiple folks working on them. We've got a top 10 review on called time-tracking-management-software-review.top10reviews.com. So look at top10reviews.com, time tracking management software review. All hyphens between them, and you'll find some fascinating ones there. Tenrock's timesheet, even very simple stuff. There's Dovico, there's Web Timesheet, ClickTime, and several others. Of course, Getting Things Done by David Allen, very famous process. Lots of folks swear by it. I think you should check that one out too if you haven't already. Okay. Noel.google.com has a list. This is Jim Estill. He has a list of 7 CEO secrets of time management that's definitely worth a quick read. So that's knol.google.com. And with that, we're out of time this week. I'm wishing you luck in getting together your own time management for the next week. This is Jillian Music at CEO Coach. You can download these shows at webmasterradio.fm or through iTunes.